And our guest in studio is Nicole Reed. Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in to talk about the Halloween haunt for the food bank.
Yeah.
I understand you guys have been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, this is our fourth year running basically an outdoor haunted house, all open air. So rain or shine. And so we're really excited to get everything up this year and have the crowds.
And of course, it's right here in Kincardine. It's at, is this your own home that you're doing this at?
This is at our house, yes. So I apologize to the neighbors. Our house just looks like a junkyard every year in October. And but it's all for the kids and for the food bank, so it's all worth it.
And where is it located? Where do people go to see the haunted house?
This is at 953 Boardwalk, so it's just south of town, just on our front lawn. So park wherever you can find parking. We do really encourage people, because it is dark, to just move slowly and be safe and drive safe and watch out for people running around those nights. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, two specific nights that it's going to be happening. Friday, October 27th from 7 to 9.
Yes.
And then Saturday, the following day, October 28th from 7 to 9. So don't just show up anytime thinking that, that the event is on. No. And of course, there's some new things that are happening this year as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this year we're really excited to welcome Dave and Heather Woods of the Soup Spoon Company here in town. They do wonderful catering, and they're bringing soups Friday and Saturday night. So you can get those by donation, and 100% of the donation is going to food banks. So they've just totally donated those to us, which is great. This year we have the Shriners coming again. They were here last year. And they are selling their Christmas products. So for all those people that want those Christmas cakes and the cherry cake and the cookies and all those things, they're all there. Get your Christmas shopping done early. And this year we're also having a bake sale. So the bake sale is also by donation, and all of that money is also going to the food bank. So we're just trying to raise as much money as we possibly can for the food bank, and as much food as we can for the food bank. So if you're coming, make sure you bring lots of cash, and make sure you bring, if you want to, a non-perishable food item, or a bag of non-perishable food items, or a truckload of non-perishable food items, and we'll make sure that all gets to the food bank in town here.
All right, perfect. The Reed's Halloween haunt for the food bank happening Friday, October 27th and Saturday, October 28th. Is there a place that people can get info? I think you have a Facebook event page.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. You can search Reed's Halloween haunt for the food bank. I think technically it's at reeds.halloween.haunt.for.the.foodbank. So you can search that. And we are right around in the 3 years we've been doing it so far, we've raised around $5,000 for the food bank. And we've gotten three truckloads there. So every year we're just really looking to outdo ourselves. So we're excited about that.
That's amazing. Of course, we're going to post a copy of this interview and a link to the Facebook event as well on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Nicole, is there anything else we need to know about this year's event?
Just maybe to mention, on that Facebook page, if you scroll down, there is a post that I've shared on there of a list of things that the food bank looks for that maybe they don't get as often as they would like. So if you are deciding to come and you want to take a look at that, that's great. I wanted to mention that Smeltzer's Garden Center this year has generously donated all of our corn stalks. So when you are wondering what is creeping around the corn stalks, just thank Smeltzer's Garden Center for really providing that for us.
That is incredible. Again, the event, Reed's Halloween Haunt for the Food Bank, the fourth annual, happening Friday, October 27th and Saturday, October 28th, 7 to 9 p.m. at 953 Boardwalk Street in Kincardine. We'll post the links and info and maps on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Nicole, thanks so much for coming in today, and best of luck with this year's event.
Thank you so much for having me.